Welcome to another Carlin Live Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, with the saturation of the Olympics in the media, both the newsprint and TV and everything, it's been fantastic. But one of the things that I've noticed is in the, especially the print media, is a lot about the AFL. They no longer have a messenger. So local sports seems to be settling quite a bit. And I'll use the example of Central District in the SNFL. They went 5 or 6 weeks where there was hardly even a paragraph written about them in the match reports in the Sunday Mail.
And what's the problem with that?
Well, the thing is, there is an article that goes up on the website, but there's a lot of people have said to me, oh, they're sick of no publicity. I've pointed them to the website and they've had a look at the website and seen it. But a lot of those people, until they were made aware of it, weren't aware of it. And then they've gone out and bought the Sunday Mail or the Monday Advertiser to read the results and information like that, and it's no longer available.
Well, times are changing, aren't they? And this is a reality for all of us. I mean, I know that people like yourself who have grown up with SANFL and so on are really that strong in, you know, you have strong feelings for it. But the reality is that it won't be long before SANFL is just insignificant. And so, therefore, why would the mainstream media be interested in having information about it? Because you're in the media, you would understand that they're about selling papers, aren't they? They're about getting their advertising in the paper or whatever type of media it is. So they want people. They're only going to really be talking about sports where there's enough people that are interested in it.
Yeah, but look, the situation is that, you know, grandmas often used to like cutting out stories about their kids' participation in sport. A lot of that's gone by the wayside because it's no longer printed in the paper.
I get it. And I mean, I come from a minor sport. Athletics is a minor sport. We fought all the time for coverage, you know, like, and I understand what you're saying. It is nice to pick up the paper, but, and see your name in there or, you know, your results or whatever. But, I mean, it's just not the way it is anymore. Media has changed, and I can't see it going back to what it was. I mean, will it be that far down the track before, in fact, buying a paper is something that's been in the past? Because I know, like, you think now the papers are getting smaller and smaller, aren't they? Because and it basically becomes now an advertisement for furniture and whatever else, and then a bit of AFL and a few local news stories. But the reality is, like, how many people the number of people who are actually buying advertiser, et cetera, is decreasing because people are online. And in many ways now, like local sports, smaller sporting clubs have this great opportunity where they can access social media, low cost. They can get information out rapidly, whereas before there was always someone in the club who had to get the results in to the advertiser or Sunday Mail or News, wasn't it? And then hopefully they would print it. There was a deadline. But now all these clubs can simply have their own social media stuff and off they go. They put their own things in there. They put their own images in there. Grandma, instead of worrying about the newspaper, can just get on Facebook and see little Johnny or Jenny, you know, on the Facebook page.
I think it takes something away from it, though. I mean, grandparents used to love having scrapbooks and they used to be able to sort of show their friends.
What century are you living in?
Same as you, mate. Same as you. Look, there's another.
Like you can keep a photo, you can keep albums and information on your phone now. That becomes the new scrapbook. You don't need a paper scrapbook anymore. Like, oh, look at here. I mean, I see it all the time, like grandpas and grandmas. Oh, look at here's my little grandchild. Let me look. And they scroll through a million photos. Like, I'm falling asleep by the time we get to number three.
Well, I'll tell you another thing is that the Saturday Advertiser, for some reason, especially this footy season, now I enjoy reading local journalism. I mean, whether you like them or not, Graham Corns had a great article on the Saturday Advertiser. He's been pushed to Sunday now. And this other guy from Victoria has come across, and there's a very eastern seaboard bias in a lot of the articles nowadays. Have you noticed that?
Well, no, because I don't read the newspaper.
Well, that makes it hard, I suppose. But
so, I mean, if you look at the – I mean, I do watch the news, and, I mean, I know, you know, because – now it seems obviously there's the national press or whatever it is, and they pump out the stories, don't they?
Yes.
And so if I'm – what are people doing? What are journalists doing? They're looking, I guess, at a source and go, hey, we'll run with that story. I mean, how many people are actually going out there looking for local stories? You know what I mean? Because that's hard work. Like getting out of your office, getting out there and finding local stories, like that takes a bit of legwork, right? But if I'm just going to, what's on the national press junket today? Oh, let's run with those stories. Now, which ones are local, like which ones are South Australian, which ones are not? But how many of our news now, I don't care. Like how many times do I have to worry about what's going on in all these other states? But I want to know what's going on in SA, of course.
Well, I think I really believe that there's probably an opportunity there for anyone that sort of has got the money to put out a newspaper on South Australian sports, or even a magazine once a month or whatever. It just seems to be lacking much publicity about South Australian sport, except national leagues. But a lot of the players for the Crows and Port Power come from Victoria and other states now.
Well, it's a national program, yeah. Isn't it? So that's the reality. I mean, you're a prime example. I know you write some really good stories and they go on social media, right? And I know that you do work for certain sports. And so this is, for me, this seems the way that sports should go, like some of the smaller sports, like softball and baseball and so on. Someone like you who has the skills, has the ability, can write good stories. Like you know the people, so it's going to be relevant stuff that people look forward to. Now, that's to me seems the way to go. That seems a great model. Like I'm from athletics, and I know athletics have a pretty good Facebook page, and they put stuff out on Instagram and so on. So they've got people who work for them who do images and stories and so on. So they're pumping out stuff all the time. Now, I see more now about athletics on my Facebook page than I ever would have seen back in the day. So I think this is where smaller sports, minority sports can learn and use that type of model. Get someone who does a good job, make sure they're looked after a little bit, and then they're going to get the information. Because in the end, who's really interested in those smaller sports or local sports? It's the people who play for them. It's their families. Yeah, and if you can get a bit broader, great, because then you can attract sponsors and all that sort of stuff. But
one of the points there that I will disagree with you is that I'll give the example of the Olympics. You watch the Olympics and you watch the hockey and you watch all these water polo, all these sports you normally don't watch, but you enjoy watching it because it's the Olympics. Yeah. One thing about the Messenger newspaper and some of the local papers and the advertising news back in the day is that you used to be able to catch up on information in regards to the rugby grand final and the minor sports, athletics and things like that, whereas it would just capture your attention when you read it, whereas normally if you're not interested in athletics, you wouldn't go to the athletic page to see their stories. This is what I'm saying, where it needs a South Australian-based information centre.
But why is there no Messenger Press? I mean, well, it's because it's not financially.
No, it was all. Look, Murdoch owns the. He used to own the news, and he took over. He owned the advertiser, so he sort of amalgamated those two. He also owned all the messengers, and eventually the same thing. So what they're trying to do is maximise their advertising dollar by having them all in the same staple. I think the Messenger is still available online, but I've noticed that. When I was reading one recently where it had Salisbury stories in the Tea Tree Gully area type of thing, so it's not as compact to that particular area.
Oh yeah, I mean I agree with that. I mean the Messenger was a great way of promoting local sport, and I mean I was a kid and many other people too. They to get your photo in the Messenger, and there was they had a real interest in the local area. So they were guys and girls who were looking for good news stories and stories to promote people in their region, weren't they?
Yep.
So I'm being a bit facetious. I get it. It is a loss, but I just can't see that we're going to go back to that. Like the world has changed dramatically, and the way that media is used now, and the way that we've got so much access to other forms of media, that print media is probably been and gone.
Yeah. Look, I agree to a certain extent. I believe that within 10 years, major papers like the Advertiser will only be accessible from online. But I think country newspapers will last a lot longer. I think they'll go for 20 or 30 years, depending on when the generation that sort of hasn't grown up with newspapers are the older generation. while the 40 to 50-year-olds are getting older and older, there's still a need for some form of newspaper, and that's where the country areas will survive.
There's probably, and also you've got to have a passion for your region, don't you? And so if you even think of, say, Gawler here, if you go back 20 or 30 years, or, you know, Gawler was, I mean, I, as a kid growing up, like travelling down Main North Road, Gawler was the first sort of country town. Yep. Now, that's not the case anymore. So if you, but, you know, I've lived here now for over 20 years, but I'm probably not considered a local because, but, you know, people have been here for generations, of course, and so they have a real passion. I'm not saying I don't for Gawler, but they have, and so they want to know about the local area. But, again, you think in 10 years' time that the development's going on around here, it's going to just be another suburb. And so are people going to go, oh, well, do I really care about whether I'm reading about Gawler Central or Gawler South or the netball or BLG, whatever, you know? I mean, because to them it's just going to be, well, do they even play sport out here? You know, because – we know that, you know, people are playing sport all over the place, and typically, again, in rural areas, you tend to play for your where you live, yeah?
Yes.
But you think, is that going to be the case?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in what you're saying, and I agree that's the way we're going. But one of the crucial points that I'd like to make is that with your messenger newspapers and with your local papers promoting local sport, there's a focus still in regards to that local sport, and the bigger picture with the advertiser for South Australian sport, there's more interest in South Australian sport. When you start taking that away and you feed people all stuff about the Eastern Seaboard, the AFL, and all this type of stuff, I think the minority sports will eventually sort of die. Something similar to what's happened with a lot of the country football teams where they've amalgamated. And I think this will escalate that problem with junior sport and with local sport. It's just one of those issues where they need the printed media especially to have that focus, because on the internet you can find anything, but the problem is you've got to look for it. Whereas in the newsprint, stories are put there, and you get these good stories and you read about things like croquet, for argument's sake. You didn't even realise it's played here, but you read a story every now and again and it brings it to the forefront.
I understand what you're saying, but I think you're in trouble. And well, I think, you know, over time, I mean, the other issue too with social media and, like, I mean, we've all been involved in helping out a club, you know, like different areas. And sometimes, like, this is what I'd say to people if people are listening. If you are a parent, like, get involved, right? Because often people complain about, oh, our coaching, our this and our that. Now, people are struggling to just run the basics of a club because there's so much expectation on people now. They've got to provide all of these things for the players and the parents. And less people are getting involved. Now, like, oh, we don't get enough information. We don't know what's going on. You're not putting stuff on social media. Well, that takes people.
And time.
And again, like, if clubs are running around trying to do all that, so, oh, we've got to have our web page up, we've got to have our social media taken care of. Well, if you're doing all that, you're probably not then putting your time and effort into getting your competitions right, getting your coaching right, all of those things which are critical. So I would say to people, if you are listening and you want better stuff, get involved, because small clubs, regional stuff, they need people.
Yes.
Right. And so if you're relying on the same people who have been working in that club or that regional area for a long, long time, thank them first of all, and then get in and give them a hand.
I think there has been a focus on thanking volunteers over the last 10 years. It seems a bigger focus.
Not enough.
No, not enough. Not enough, but it's been promoted and it's been in the newspaper.
Why is it being promoted? Because people don't do it.
Yeah.
It should just be natural that you go, you know what, I'm actually – people go, oh, I paid $100. I expect this, this, and this. Well, no, that's – come on. Get in there. Look after the people who are doing the right thing and get involved. Like, so then someone can free up their time to go, well, I will be the person who's promoting the club and putting stuff out to the media and building up our social media base.
Well, maybe the advertiser can do a series about local sports in regards to encouraging volunteers to come on board.
But no one reads the advertiser. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, so ends another Carlin Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.